rentrer, comment la compagnie est sensible à ces questions.
Anyway, so it is always about this, not about Jeff Koons, but Jeff Koons also, obviously, in my manifesto that I have written and addressed to Jeff Koons, I express.
Listen, you smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Beckman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to this.
Smell something?
Okay, well, looks like we're underway. This is Logic Johnson. You're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal, and you are tuned in to another episode of Listen. Did you smell something? Pre-recorded for your safety. And here we go with your weekly dose of vitamin C to get you going. It's chock full of antioxidants and other funky nutrients. Once again, you're tuned in to CKUT.
Thank you. see. You ought to see, my baby. Every time you think you need.
right, it certainly does appear that we are underway. So, hey, everybody. Once again, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. Right now, we're coming to you with another almost live, but not quite, episode of Listen. Just smell something. So, it's the middle of the NBA playoffs, and obviously, I'm going to have some comments on that. But mainly, first, let's get to the business of the song names, and then if there's any time for any other talk, we'll get into that. All right. We started with some Curtis of the Mayfield variety with Get Down. And we had the Soul Ones with Soul Pot, followed by Little Jimmy Tyson and the Highway Robbers. Who will be the next vote? Now we had Joe Bravo with Sissy Strut. The Brothers 7 with Funky Smunk. And James Polk and the Brothers with Power Struggle. Speaking of power struggles, well, it's a real struggle for stewardship of the LA basketball world right now between the Lakers and the Clippers. Very tight battle indeed. I'm joking. It's not at all. The Lakers are back to being their annoying, dominant, front-running, super-teaming selves. And the Clippers are, against all odds, a despairingly underachieving bunch. It's really something spectacular to see. They got Kawhi, stole them away from the Raptors. They got Paul George. Ooh, two megastars. This team's going places. Everybody's saying, wow, the Clippers might be champions. The Clippers might take over LA from the Lakers. The Clippers might this, the Clippers might that. The Clippers got knocked out last year after squandering a 3-1 lead in the Western semifinals, for those who remember that. So they spent a year being embarrassed. They're like, this is our year for redemption. This is when we really show everybody. And they just lost their first two games at home to Dallas, and they're in danger right now of potentially even being swept. So, all these dreams of, you know, big things and such, boy, those Clippers, they sure find a way to underachieve. And I gotta say, on behalf of Raptors supporters everywhere, Kawhi Leonard, you left us for this? Seriously? Are you're happy with that choice? Anyways, you know what? I wish him well, but damn, it's not looking good. And I told him, Clippers only on paper.
Gang, 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 gang Ah!
Terrific. All right. Hey, everybody, you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson wishing you all a wonderful whatever date it is, May the 28th. It's Friday. You ain't got no job, or maybe you do. Either way, it's Friday. All right. And, of course, remember, y'all, the Durf Man. Still temporarily restrained by restraints of the scheduling kind here, of the curfew type. Can't make it to the pre-recording sessions here, so you haven't heard from him in a while. But them curfews is about to be a thing of the past, permanently or not. Which means we can expect the man to join the festivities here once again, and you'll be hearing that boisterous voice yet again of the Durf Man soon enough. Now, visit us on the web, by the way, at www.ckut.ca. And for those of you saying, hey Logic, are you a Laker hater? Absolutely I am. I do not root for smug people. I do not wish for spoiled people to be showered with yet more excess riches. And if there's anybody in the sports world that you can describe as smug and spoiled, it's the Lakers. And it's LeBron. And when they all joined forces and he signed with LA, that just made my life a whole lot simpler because I could really focus all my disdain in one single place and having instead of having to spread it between Cleveland and Los Angeles, you see. So, kind of worked out for me in a certain way, although now I get to watch these jerks steamroll everybody and act like they did something special. Alright, speaking of something special, you just heard some special music. We had Marlena Shaw with Liberation Conversation. We had Bobby and the Premiers with I Got the Feeling. Little James Brown cover action. Eddie Finley and the Cincinnati Show Band with Clean Up Man. Little Joe and the Latinaires with Soul Pride. The Fabulous Mark III, or Fabulous Mark III, with Psycho, parts 1 and 2. And then we had the Vern Blair Debate with Super Funk. And pretty much that. So this is my NBA ranting extravaganza for the second week in a row. By the time you hear this, the Suns will probably have been splattered all over the court by the super steamroller Lakers, and really impressive, LeBron. I'm really blown away by your lifelong pursuit of an easier cakewalk to your little crowns and accolades and your little trinkets and trophies. Good job, LeBron. We're all very, 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 very impressed. So impressed. All right, moving on. CKUT. We'll be right back.
George, brother. How you doing?
I guess I'm doing okay. And there's no Jack over there.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Jack?
Oh, see you.
Yo, Jack, where you been?
Long way, brother.
Long way, huh?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just got back from the Windy City myself today.
Oh, wow, man. The Windy City?
The Windy City.
Oh, you know the Windy City's a bad job.
Yes, it is, man.
It's terrible, brother. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But dig this. I was downtown the Windy City last Saturday.
Mm.
Last Saturday.
Yeah.
This blood come running down the street trying to sell me a tombstone.
A tombstone.
A tombstone.
Oh.
When he died.
Oh, man.
You know it's cold. It's when the sea is a mother, brother.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Believe it, huh. I tell you, I true.